If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IranRadio.ir with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have been discussing the major concept of taqlid in Islam based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei for several episodes now.
Yes.
And let's continue along this subject. And let me ask you at the beginning of this episode this question. And that is, you know, well, whenever we speak about taqlid, we mean follow a religious scholar.
Yeah.
Well, when we follow a religious scholar, one of the characteristics of this individual that we follow should be just, as they
yes.
say.
Yeah.
Would you explain a little bit about this and elaborate on it, please?
Well, we do know that, first of all, mujtahid should be male. Okay, some of the conditions mm-hmm. or requirements of a mujtahid is
yes.
that the mujtahid must be male, he must be baligh or mature, he must be Shia Ithna Ashari, he cannot be a Sunni, for example. He should be, of course, legitimate by birth, okay? Mm-hmm. Because, for example, someone who was born out of adultery
yeah.
cannot be a mujtahid.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he is a mujtahid, no one else can follow him. And then the last one, which is very important, is that the mujtahid should be, just, okay? Adil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to the concept of adala, it is important because if the mujtahid is not just, he may be attributing false things to the Prophet and to the Imams and claiming things which cannot be trusted.
Mm.
So someone who is adil, he does not lie, actually. He does not fabricate things. He tries to be honest and to deal with his followers honestly, giving his fatwa based on his inferences from the Quran and the Sunnah. He does not amalgamate things with
mm-hmm.
each other, with his own opinions, and then conveys his opinion to the people as those of God's opinion or those of God, the prophets. So that's why it's important that the mujtahid be just, because he can be trusted
mm-hmm.
and people will rest assured that he is giving the religious opinion
mm-hmm.
to his audience and not those of himself, his own.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IranRadio.ir. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, yeah, Allah.
guide me all the way to your Jannah, Ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IranRadio.ir with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. Anshar Chavid, our guest speaker. The topic we are delving into is still the concept of taqlid based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Anshar Chavid, one of the frequently mentioned or cited words in the area of jurisprudence is precaution or ihtiyat. Would you please elaborate on it?
That's good. Ihtiyat is divided into wajib and mustahab, okay?
Yes.
And ihtiyat simply or literally means precaution. Some of the translators have used the word caution, but I think the word precaution is a better word to suggest that the mujtahid does not have a fatwa. He has not reached a conclusion,
yes,
and therefore he is exercising precaution, ihtiyat.
Yes.
And he is advising his followers also to follow the same line of ihtiyat or precaution. So there sometimes he says, okay, ala al-ahwati wujuban, and ala al-ahwati wujuban is a term that denotes obligatory precaution. So obligatory precaution means that, okay, the mujtahid, That the precaution itself is wajib.
Yes.
Okay, there is no fatwa, but that very precaution is necessary to follow. But sometimes ihtiyat is mustahab, and which means that okay, the duty bound person can choose not to follow this mustahab, precaution. He can follow another mujtahid. So in term, generally speaking, when it comes to ihtiyat, of course, every duty-bound person is free to act according to that precaution or to follow another mujtahid. Another mujtahid, not every other, in every another mujtahid.
Yes.
There are many mujtahids who may not be qualified for taqlid. So when the mujtahid says that you can refer to another mujtahid, he means the next most learned mujtahid. Yes. So it's then becomes difficult for the duty-bound person who the next most learned mujtahid is.
So how can they understand
it? It's very difficult. When you ask the mujtahid himself, who is the next mujtahid, most learned mujtahid, he will not give you, he will not answer you, because he says it's not my duty to say who the next most learned mujtahid is. You have to ask, let's say, the fuqaha, the students of the Islamic seminary, and you have to go to the hawza to see who is reckoned to be the next most learned mujtahid. So it is the duty of the duty-bound person to identify the next most learned mujtahid. Generally speaking, the mujtahideen themselves do not announce such thing.
So even if, as you mentioned, that if you refer, for example, to some seminary schools, Islamic schools, and you ask, for example, some of the scholars over there, and they will, or the clergies, they will tell you, for example, this one or that individual, and then they couldn't, reconcile them, for example, one single individual. So what would be the situation? How would you go about
it? According to the scholars, if two witnesses testify that, okay, a certain mujtahid is the next, or he is the first mujtahid, okay, he is the most learned mujtahid, the most knowledgeable scholar, and then the next person who is the next most learned mujtahid is such and such person, okay? If two just witnesses testify this, it is enough, It's not necessary to ask different people, because there are maybe contradictions. Two individuals might consider a certain mujtahid as the next, and then there could be two another person. So it's not necessary to put yourself into unnecessary trouble.
Okay. I see.
If two people who are students of the Islamic seminary and are faqih, who have studied and who have close knowledge of that mujtahid, testify that he, for example, that mujtahid is the most learned or the next most learned, then that's enough.
And you don't need to trouble yourself for deep investigation.
Deep investigations.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on iranradio.ir. Stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadin wa Ali.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the very subject of taqlid, and based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javid. Well, Sheikh Javid, we know that the duty bounds should follow a religious scholar.
Yes.
Or the most learned mujtahid, right?
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to that, sometimes you see that some duty bounds follow some dead religious scholars. Is there any problem with this? If you follow dead religious scholars or deceased ones?
Well, it is not permissible, according to the religious authorities and His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, to initiate taqlid of a dead mujtahid. Okay? By the word initiate, I mean that it's not permissible to start following a taqlid from the very beginning. Okay, you have now turned 15 years old, and you want to, you're looking for a mujtahid, and some people might suggest that you follow a dead mujtahid. Okay, you have no idea of, because you are not very much rich in terms of your knowledge.
Yes.
So you might start following a dead mujtahid. That's not permissible. It's not permissible to start doing taqlid of a dead or a deceased mujtahid. Okay. Now, if you were following a deceased mujtahid, you were following a mujtahid.
Yes.
But then that mujtahid died.
Died.
Yeah. Of course, it's now your duty to see whether he is still the most learned mujtahid, or probably there is another mujtahid who is alive and he's better qualified, he is better eligible. Now, it is you, again, to look for that. If you think and if you come to some conclusion that the deceased mujtahid is still the most qualified, the most learned mujtahid, then you should remain in taqlid of that mujtahid with the permission of a living mujtahid. Okay?
Yes.
You should go to him and ask his permission. Okay, if he gives a general ijaza or permission to his followers, telling them that, to the mu'mineen, telling them to remain in taqlid of that mujtahid, then they can remain, okay? Mm. It's not necessary for every individual to go to that mujtahid and and seek ijaza or permission in person, okay?
Yes.
And that's not sometimes possible.
Okay.
So then I forgot to mention there was another thing I forgot.
Okay, let me ask you this question here, just to squeeze in, because we don't have much time till the end of the program.
Yes.
And that is, you said initially you cannot follow a deceased mujtahid, right?
Yes.
Or a religious scholar. But what about the other ways that it is possible actually to follow a deceased mujtahid or religious scholar?
Okay, if you are already following him, then you can remain.
That's the only way?
In taqlid of him. That's the only way, of course. And you will need to get the permission of a living mujtahid. And when it comes to some new issues, okay?
Yes.
Because the dead mujtahid might not have a fatwa about the current legal situation.
Yes.
Okay? And when there is no fatwa and you do not cannot find his opinion about that particular issue, then it's necessary to follow another living mujtahid in that regard, okay?
I see.
And that living mujtahid must be the most knowledgeable of all the living mujtahids.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on iranradio.ir. With me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, we bid you farewell. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إلى هذا الله. رحيف تواب سميع بصير.